Darren, disappointed with the result, obviously, but there was great heart on that side.
Aye, well, look, I suppose you're coming to the home of the champions and a team that, for me, this year have been by far the best team in our division. They've dominated games of football from start to finish. We come here a few months back and it was obviously a difficult evening for us that night. We lost the game 6-0. I think tonight we worked hard. We kept our shape, we bottled, we got a wee bit of luck, and then maybe just at the death, you know, you might nick one. It would definitely have been hard on Galway if you had nicked one, you know, because again, as I say, they're a magnificent side to watch.
But you seemed to come more into the game as the second half went on. I mean, you had one shot that was through at the goalkeeper, and then that one that was cleared off the line that could have gone anywhere.
Yeah, we showed a bit more belief in the second half, and I think that comes with confidence. I don't think that comes, you know, that's not down to me or anybody. That's down to the players understanding, you know, it's a game of football. You know, sometimes people make too much pressure about things, you know. There's enough pressure in life outside football, and this should be a place where you come and release and just enjoy the game. And I think tonight, as the game went on, our players certainly enjoyed the game. But no, again, I go back to Galway, without doubt the best team in our division, fully deserving of being the league champions. Obviously, the semi-final I look forward to against Bowes. So again, you know, good luck to them. And as I say, they've some top quality players. I thought Dervin tonight was exceptional. McCarthy Wade is one of the best talents I've seen in this division. I know other players get a lot of credit, but he's an absolute joy to watch for me. So, I'm pleased with the performance. Of course, you're never happy with losing games because it is a results business. But I think it's a small step forward. It's been a very, very difficult week at the football club. But at the end of the day, what I've just tried to tell the players, they just concentrate on what happens on the pitch. What happens off the pitch, there's nothing that they can do. There's nothing that I can do. It's ultimately, you control the controllable, and what we can control is what they do on the pitch. And tonight I thought they'd done that, and look, a credit to them. I'm not praising a defeat, I'm just praising. I asked them to give me an honest shift, and I think for 90 minutes you got the honest shift. And unfortunately, we just come up against the top side, and sometimes in football, that happens.
But I mean, given the week that the club has gone through, to see a performance from that, I mean, it just showed. You know, Ollie Harker made a point about character, he made a point about heart. He says it's something you're always going to get with Finn Harps, and that's exactly what we got tonight.
I think so. Again, I had that. You have to relay that back to the players. You know, there's so much going on off the pitch. You know, you have to just focus on their job. Their job's to turn up and train, turn up and play. And to be fair, they've done that. Yeah, it's been a very difficult week. I'm a very close friend of Dave's. I've known him for 15 years. It certainly wasn't an easy decision. It's one that he wrestled with. You know, but he obviously has a few personal and family issues that he just needs time to sort and time to analyse and get sorted. And at the end of the day, like I said earlier on in my interview, sometimes football's not that important. It's just a game, and there's other things in life that sometimes take priority and need it sorted. And you know, Dave needs to spend time with his family, and he obviously, you know, all being well, he gets sorted, he recharges the batteries, and we hopefully see Dave Rogers back in the game, because he's a flamboyant character. He's great to be around, and look, he'll be a loss to the game, but hopefully in not too distant future we'll see Dave back.
Well, it gives you a chance as well now this week to think about next Friday night, and you know, Kerry coming up to Finn Park. So I mean, it would be a great chance to show your supporters that you're turning that corner and get a good result.
I think it's just a matter of maybe just going out again. The one thing I will say, and I've been on record quite a bit at home saying this, our supporters are absolutely fantastic. Even through the dark times this last few months, they've still come. You know, they're a great bunch. They've probably been a difficult few years, to say. You know, you've been up and down, and then you've been down again. So look, they've stood by the players. What I'll try and impress on the players this week is that they try and just put in that honest, hard working shift, and I think if you do that, the Donegal people in general are quite acceptant of that. They just want to see a team that they can be proud of. And all I said to the players tonight was, just play with pride, play with a bit of freedom, and play for each other. And in this game, sometimes you get a wee bit of luck, and we got that wee bit of luck at times, no. So hopefully we can put in the same application this week in training, and they can turn up on Friday and deliver the same performance that they've done here. We have struggled at home, I think, because of the support. But And it's just down to the expectations. They just want to see a team on the pitch that they can be proud of. And I think if this game had been at home tonight, they would certainly have been proud.